Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking a very long time to fill some of our most important management positions. The administration has 4 undersecretary posts unfilled, 3 assistant secretary jobs unannounced, Secretary Perdue's choice for the newly created Farm Services and Conservation post, Bill Northey, should have already been confirmed by now. But no, Republican Ted Cruz has put a hold on him. Cruz thinks that he can force some concessions on the renewable fuel issue. He is doing this for the oil industry. Greg Dowd, our nominee to be U.S. Trade's chief ag negotiator, has been blocked by Senator Jeff Flake, Republican, Arizona. Flake wants something out of the NAFTA negotiations on tomatoes. For Republican senators to block Secretary Perdue's choices for these very important jobs is terrible. It is blackmail. And I know how faithful and capable the career employees are at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. However, having led the Ag Department myself, I know how important it is for the secretary to have his team in place. The other issue that I'll put on the table is much more positive: trade. U.S. ag exports in fiscal year 2017 jumped $10.9 billion to $140 billion, the third highest level on record. U.S. ag industry has run a trade surplus for over 50 years. Our trade surplus of $21 billion this year was up 30% from last year. And Secretary Perdue had this to say, I quote, U.S. agriculture depends on trade. We hope to open additional markets. I'm a grow it and sell it kind of guy. If American agriculture producers keep growing it, USDA will keep helping to sell it around the world. China's our largest customer, buying $22 billion worth of product. Canada is number 2 at $20 billion, and Mexico number 3 at $18.6 billion. Soybeans are the leader in commodity exports, reaching $24 billion, followed by, yeah, you guessed it, corn at $9.7 billion. Exports are responsible for 20% of U.S. farm income. Now, I think the case is pretty clear. Don't screw up a good thing as we pursue trade negotiations with other countries. It's time to get the ag trade negotiator Greg Dowd confirmed along with the other Department of Ag leaders. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.